Back now with Day to Day, and we have an update now on an out-of-this-world story. It happened in the town of Stephenville, Texas. 2 weeks ago, dozens of people reported seeing a UFO.
Cue the organs. They described a massive silent aircraft with white strobe lights that hovered over the area for minutes, and several witnesses said the UFO was eventually chased away by two jet fighters. Air Force Reserve in nearby Fort Worth scoffed at the sightings.
But yesterday, Air Force officials, they reversed course and admitted there were nearly a dozen F-16s over Stephenville that night. NPR's Wade Goodwin picks up the mystery from there.
So the question is, now that the Air Force concedes that there were F-16s flying over Stephenville on January 8th, does that bolster the witness's story or cast doubt on it? That night, just after 6 p.m., Claudette Odom, her husband, and two other friends were clearing brush near her house. They were standing on top of a hill with visibility more than 20 miles in every direction. From out of the west, an object Odom estimates the size of four football fields approached in the darkness.
I've never seen anything that fast. You know, maybe a rocket or a missile or something.
Odom says they watched in wonder as the aircraft slowed as it approached Stephenville. It hovered outside the outskirts of town, silent. The light shaped into a massive arch, then formed a single vertical line, which after several moments split into two vertical lines.
They were just extremely, extremely bright. I can't tell you how bright they were. Like an arc on a welder or something. They were that sharp.
Then they were startled by the explosive sound of two F-16s screaming over their hill at low altitude, giving chase. But Air Force officials later stated that they definitely didn't have aircraft over Stephenville that night. The officials suggested the UFO witnesses might have seen an optical illusion. When Claudette Odom heard that, she knew something was rotten in Denmark.
Well, I don't know what they're trying to cover up. We saw what we saw. I knew they were fighter jets, and we've had fighter jets fly over our house before.
Now, in a plot line that's out of the X-Files, Air Force officials are saying 2 weeks later that there was a communications error. They concede they had F-16s over Stephenville, Texas, on the evening of January 8th. It would seem surprising that a major military airfield could mistake whether or not 10 airplanes had indeed departed and landed on its runways on a given night. Major Carl Lewis says there was an internal communications mistake.
Well, there was an error that was initially reported, sir, and we went and corrected that error as quickly as possible.
Angela Joyner, the reporter at the Stephenville Empire Tribune who broke the story, says that none of the UFO witnesses believe they mistook 10 F-16s for the UFO. To her mind, the Air Force's belated admission that it did indeed have fighter jets, as reported by the witnesses, bolsters their story all around. And Joyner finds the two-week delay by the Air Force unfathomable.
It just makes it seem like something's going on. The military coming out with this at this point just is going to fuel the fire for, okay, there is something going on. Now, what is it, I think?
The unanswered question is, did any F-16 pilots see bright lights and a massive, incredibly fast aircraft? Major Lewis says that as far as he knows, nothing unusual was reported. But he also says that he wouldn't want to speculate about what the pilots might have seen that night, and he doesn't believe the pilots have been interviewed. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.